We are up to Mitzvah Aseh Yud Beis. Mitzvah Aseh Yud Beis is, in a way, the Chafetz Chaim's favorite. He talks about an additional Aveira person is over. Elsewhere, the Chafetz Chaim writes about smoking. And this is before the Surgeon General's report. He writes that he's against smoking because you have to roll the cigarettes. If you calculate how many minutes of your life it takes to roll all those cigarettes, you could finish a whole Masechta in that time. So that's his reason for being against cigarettes. I mean, if you figured how long it takes to eat Danishes and drink schnapps in the morning, it might also add up to a little bit of time. But at any rate, the Chafetz Chaim, in his desire to dissuade us from speaking Lashon Hara, adds here another essay, Val Kulam, indicating that this is the most severe of all in the psicha, the Essen Aseh Yud Beis. I say Essen with trepidation, I mean in Hebrew rather than in Yiddish. Over b'zeh hazman al sipa lashon hara rechilus. Somebody who speaks lashon hara or rechilus, he violates al mitzvah aseh shel limud Torah. He's mevatel Torah at that time. She mitzvah aseh gemura. Lest one think it's just musar mevatel Torah. Chafetz Chaim says it's a mitzvah aseh. Which pasuk? Let's see if he tells us. Let's see. Vigisu b'yam v'la is not a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Yeshua. Kamaisha Mefurish Barambam Hilchas Tamatay Perak Aleph is Sefer Mitzvah Shalom Mitzvah Seir Aleph. Ubachal Meineha Mitzvahs. He hasn't saying which pasuk yet. Ve'en Kates Lashar Mitzvah Sasei Zil Shi Shakula Keneged Kola Mitzvahs. And there is no limit to the Mitzvah Sei of Learning Torah, which outweighs all the other mitzvahs combined. Kamaisha Mefurish Bar Mishnah Depeya, Yerushalmi Perak Aleph Depeya. Shakola Mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs together, Einam shava is ledibor echad min ha-taira. Don't weigh as much as one word of learning taira. Ula hepach. Einish bitula shakul kenega kol ha-avayna is kama sh'amru chazal. Viter ha-kadish baruchu. Ha-avayna vaydezar gila arayis v'shichas damim. Kadish baruchu is mevater. He can overlook certain, even the worst aveiris, v'lai viter al-avim bitul taira. And not mevater on bitul taira. Sharizmanim lepa'amim yoytze adam noki mizeh. There are times in a person's life where he has an excuse for not learning. Mizeh ha'avay midin shal ma'ayla. Avor she'esek peparnasasai. He is busy in his business. Ashimachashim b'ra'ayoynav be'eza oifin l'hasiges mechiyasai. Where he has constructive thoughts. He's making plans to make his parnasa. Avor be'eshim esapa loshen horay rechilas ma'ateyelas yigil lay peparnasasai mizeh. There's no constructive purpose to Lashon Hara. Become over base hahi shall see puraya come alive and gam came. The mavur bismag blois to say gimel ayin sham. Now really Lashon Hara could help your parnasa. You're speaking Lashon Hara about somebody else's business. You tell someone the other guy's business. Now he's over there of Lashon Hara, but shouldn't be fit for Tyre. He's helping his parnasa along.
Well, that's probably,
that's guess.
If the Lashon Hara is Gezel,
no, he's saying the truth. He's saying, don't buy by him. He's a lousy goods.
But according to this, you're over not only on Lashon Hara Rechilis, but just reading the newspaper in the morning.
You're over even if you read the newspaper in the morning, yeah, according to this.
I mean, only when you're in your parnasa, well, I guess you're jogging for health reasons.
You're doing something constructive. Well, all right, most human beings need to relax a little bit.
There's a lot of
activities
that, besides
Lashon Hara,
that the
that's true. He certainly needs to include that. I'll speak about it in a moment. What Yudi really means is, why are you bothering me with my mental tire? That's not my problem. I think you should take it the other way. You should, why read the paper in the morning? It's one of the most ridiculous things. And you know, if you read the headlines on the front page at a time, just the headlines, yeah, no, enough news. You don't need more. What?
The famous one right there.
Give me a rush, you have to stop it too. What?
I
can't imagine anything worse than reading the Times. I mean, not much worse. In the Times, you have Lashon Hara against Jews. So why would you read? I'm too much of a Zionist to read the Times. I would never touch the Times.
Well, actually, I have people come to
You mean the Washington Times?
Wall Street
Journal. Oh, the Wall Street Journal.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Post, I won't let in my
hand. I didn't know the Post still exists. I wasn't aware. Last I heard, it was a sleazy... Anyway, I do want to talk about this, but let's give the Chofetz Chaim a chance to talk first. Shuzarnu min ha-Torah v'kam alavin shalifrish min ha-Torah v'shem ponim, ki be'ezah efen shu yachal ha-Kaim mitzvah s'sei de-Torah. In whatever manner, everybody on his level can learn. Even who lamdin gadol if he lamudai, if he knows how to learn, according to his ability. Afam hu ishein lamdin. You have a person who's not a lamdin, doesn't have a background in learning. There are plenty of available books. Kagain, Chayvus Halvavis, Menaris Hamar, Ki Yaitze Bezen. Hachni, Machnisim, Belevav Ha'adam, Yirasi, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leilesha, Batal Men HaTayru, Lesap Lash Nahar Rel Chiyus. People sit in shmuz, that shmuzing time is time that could be used constructively. Chayim Yisi Kasu B'Shem HaGroha, Shepirish. Mahu din umahu cheshbin. They seem to be synonymous. Din and cheshbin seem to be the same thing. A person lost in love, he's going to give a din v'cheshbin. Listen to what the Gros says. U'pirish din hainu ala veira atzma. The judgment is for the sin. V'cheshbin, which means calculation, hainu shemachashrin imoi be'isa din alzman she'over aveira she'yachol l'kayim mitzvah. You're reading the newspaper, you could have read something constructive. Vaylanu miyayim adin, manan ha-filum rak yachshev ha-kadosh baruch hu imanu al-kol rega v'rega shedibarnu sicha b'teilo shal g'nai v'kal esrei shevichilas v'loshma hara al-avayin shal prishis ha-tayr b'zeh ha-zman b'lvad. Ki be'emes, b'chol teva v'teva shalimun ha-tayr u'makai mitzvah seh b'fnei atzma. Each word of Torah is its own mitzvah seh, v'im loimit perek mishnayis, daf gemara. Mekayim kama meis mitzvus. Kamash kosev agro b'shnei seliyo perek after peya b'shem Yerushalmi. The agro there stresses that every single word of Torah is shakul keneged kulam. Vim kein davi lecheshbim kama alafim teva is kedusha kedaisha shel Torah. How many holy words of Torah shekol achas b'fnei atzma he mitzvah rabba shibitanu biyadayim. Ukeneged avchnasnu kama alafim avainish shibitul mitzvah seid the tam Torah beis hazei gufa. Alachas kama v'kama shabes hazeshu peirish asim yun ha-tayro v'sapa lashon hara. It's bad enough without the lashon hara. Kedem lezeki. V'chol sipa v'sipa shol gnus. Shu misaper al-chaveiro yoyver Allah b'fnei atzman. Kamarim b'makis al-tilbash. Kenega b'shem k'niskaleel b'shem rabbeinu. Yayna hinei. Ibaru l'ashe v'rachavayin shal prish z'atayim b'chol rega v'avim shal dibu lashon hara. Yisrabalov kama meis labim v'esen. Right, so he adds here the Isra Bittul Taira, in the time that one speaks Lashon Hara. And the truth is that there's a certain desire to schmooze with people. If you have friends, so when you schmooze about a Dvar Taira, or at least a story about Adam Gadol. There's some people, you meet them, they always have nice Dvar Taira to say, or some of our on the Parsha or Akasha. So better shmuz with such people rather than people who talk Dvarim B'Teilim is certainly not people who speak Lashon Hara. Now the Chofetz Chaim has not told us which pasuk he's referring to. In this whole piece he refers to a mitzvah saseh rather ambiguously. The mitzvah saseh, which is usually reckoned as the mitzvah saseh of Limud HaTorah, is Mishinantam. Shiyei Divrei Torah Chadudim Mificha. Vishinantam, that a person should speak the very Torah. The Chofetz Chaim in the footnote in Be'er Ma'am Chaim Yud Beis brings Gemara that Yuma Yud Tes Amid Beis in the second paragraph. Amar Rava Kol Asach Sichas Chulin Oyve Vasei Shnema V'Dibarta Bom V'Loy B'Dvarim Acherim. Now here I'm a little confused. There's a mitzvah to learn Vishinantam. And if somebody talks to Varim B'Teilim, he's mevatel that mitzvah saseh. Gemara says, "V'dibar tovam v'loy b'dvarim acherim." I think the Gemara's lashon is Varim B'Teilim. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not sure how the two work together. This is bitl Torah, so shinantam. V'dibar tovam. There's a separate isser of sicha b'teilim. Let's say a person is in a situation where he can't learn anyway. He's in the base of merchitz. He's shmuzing in the mikveh. Or the locker room, he's going swimming. So he can't speak the very Torah anyway. says, and is it speak devarim b'teilim then? I'm not doing a lashon hara. I would, Chaim says, no. What? That's where I get my news. You know, I came here the day after the election. I davened, I went to the air, and then when I was in the locker room, someone told me that Trump won. I thought he was pulling my leg. You know, Trump won? What are you talking about? Pulling my leg? So, you know, if I wouldn't go there, I'd still think that Clinton won, you know? It's like, you know, when I left my house to come here the night before, they were sure that so it's good. It's good. I go to the, you know, some people get the information at the mikveh. Some people get it at the locker room. But what? Divrei Musar. I guess Musar Divrei Tari you can give. Musar on Ben Adam Lachavera you could give. Tell someone to be nice. To be, I guess so. So that is Dvarim B'Teilim, because you could say Dvarim that are not B'Teilim. Okay, that's a good point. So anyway, so it seems to be two separate averis, Dvarim B'Teilim and. And that, I don't know. There's one Isser of Bittul Tairi, you're not learning. There's one Isser of Dvar B'Teilim. One Isser of Dvar B'Teilim. Now, there's a Gemara in Menachis that has a different pasuk.
How could the Shulchan Aruch say that? We talk about newspapers. Let's say about news, you should do it on Shabbos. You can do this on Shabbos. It's also to do it always.
On Shabbos, Einig is Mutter. You're allowed to read something that relaxes you, even though it's Dvar B'Teilim. It says in the Ramah. And so Ramah says, also mitzvah of Einig Shabbos, on Shabbos, you're allowed to shmooze, not Lashon Hara. Ramah says it, and the Mishnah Berurah says, not Lashon Hara. But you're allowed to shmooze on Shabbos, if Einig Shabbos. You're allowed to. Well, he says, no, on Shabbos but the day before, it's a waste of time.
What?
The day before, it's a waste of time.
What? I'm not talking about delivering.
Yeah, but
what about reading the Friday's paper, the Wall Street Journal of Friday?
The business section you can't read. The front page. Yeah, you can. Shabbos, if you relaxes, you. It's any Shabbos, that's what Ramos says. You don't think you should read on Shabbos? What? He wouldn't do it, that's good. No, business, it says, and now I read a business paper. What? Whatever shtariyadyaitis are, the newspapers, the Mishabur says, is also because of the business.
Because
of
what?
The business section.
But
you're not taking the business
section. Wall Street Doctor only does the front. But the business section you're allowed to read during the week, even when it's covered time.
If there's a purpose.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to be on Tzlech in business from reading the business section, I mean, I don't know.
Well, for the same reason, the business, you may be able to read the front. You know what's the matzah in the world.
You have to know which country to run to in case of Mulchama. It says. Rabbi Yaakov Emes says you're allowed to read the paper because Sakharas the fascists, you have to know which country to run to next. That's what he writes. You know, Baruch Hashem, we don't live in such times. But he writes that. The fact is that because we are not people that are able to learn 24 hours a day, like the whole thing falls on the wayside. So Bittul Taira, you know. So Chazal say that there is every person on his level has a point of Bittul Taira. Every person has his what they call the Mekudas HaBechira, a point where he could learn more. And it's interesting that Chazal say that even though a person he's going to think as we judge on Bittul Taira, he learns 2 hours a day. He's 22 hours a day. You know, he sleeps, he works, but he still has 5 hours a day he wastes. So Chazal said, "Lo said Lavi, he'll come upstairs, and he thinks they'll judge him for 5 hours a day, and they'll tell him that you should have learned another 20 minutes a day." He'll say, 20 minutes a day? Yeah, according to your level, you could have learned 20 more minutes a day. So the Gemara says that you're going to break down weeping. The Gemara.
The what?
You're going to start. You're going to cry. Right. You're going to say, "If I had known that 20 minutes a day was expected of me, I would have learned 20 more minutes a day." And Gemara says that Lo said Lavi, people are going to see. They think the Yetzer is Kaharim is gigantic. You should have. You should learn many more hours a day, and they're going to see it's kichut. It's a little boy. You should have learned. And the Gemara says people are going to be broken by it. They're going to cry. They're going to be baichim, because a person's expected to improve incrementally. He's not expected to improve in tremendous amounts. So that's what that is what Chazal say. It's interesting. The smag, the sefer mitzvahs. Gadol. The Smag was interesting. The whole Smag was written because the author of the smag was a magid. He made his parnasa going town to town, saying drosha, saying musar. That was his parnasa. So when he traveled on, you know, on a horse. He didn't have, he couldn't learn with svarim. So he memorized the mitzvahs so that when he travels, he can memorize this. He memorized the mitzvahs in order. You know, 630 mitzvahs, a lot to memorize, but I guess he memorized them one at a time. So once he had a dream in which he understood to mean that he should make a sefer out of it. So he wrote the smag. In the smag, he agrees as Isser Bittul Torah, but he has the different pasuk. He says the pasuk is Yishom Elocham Pentishkach. There's a lav against forgetting learning. And if you don't chazer, you're going to learn forget. So the Gemara says, you know, if you don't chazer, you forget. They say about the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan, also know his temperament. He was a tremendous Yirei Shemayim. They say he smiled once in all his years as Rosh Hashiva. Once on a Purim, they had a spiel, and he smiled, and he asked them to please stop. And he felt the Kavod Reish of Yirei Shemayim, and maybe he knew the times he was living in. I don't know. But somebody said about him that people say he's got a tremendous memory. So he remembered everything. He says, not true. The Rabbi Chanan is Kula Yerushalayim. But there's an Avera to forget what you learn. So he has the Yerush Chait. Should now I forget what you learn? From Yerushalayim, he doesn't forget. You know, he keeps on passing. That's what they said about Rabbi Chanan. So Lamaisa, this is a part of Torah. Now, if you want to hear a rebuttal, there is a school of thought that is not like what it says here in the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim here is saying that a person has to learn every minute. There's actually a Pnei Yeshua that says, V'gisa v'yamam v'layla lav davka. That's his lashon, lav davka. Because he maintains that a person is supposed to be kaveh his life on learning. The Torah is supposed to be kaveh. But that there is no specific issur on wasting minutes. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. There are sameach, in his first piece, Nilchas Tama Taira, says that there cannot be a Dairaisa that depends on the temperament and the ability of each individual. A Dairaisa is something everyone could do. Everyone could put on tzitzis, everyone could daven, every normal human being is able to do it. But to not waste a minute, it's not something every person could do. It just doesn't, it's a yechidim and a dar. There can't be an obligation Dairaisa that most people can't keep. So the obligation to learn is an obligation. Where exactly you draw the line, so that's kolechad kafi, where he's holding. But he doesn't hold of this thing, this idea that Chafetz Chaim holds, that every single minute of Devarim B'Teilim is Devarim B'Teilim. That's not to say that there's no such concept.
The Gra says,
what? Not to waste, everyone says not to waste time. The question is whether you ever misses us say each moment that the Arsamek compares it to getting angry. He says, why is there no love? Don't get angry. He says, because different people have different temperaments. There are some people for whom it's easier to not get angry, and some people who it's hard to not get angry. It can't be a love that depends on the person. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. That's what the Arsamek says. But, alright, but Chafetz Chaim says there is an issue. A person shouldn't waste his time. And I think for most of us, in the car and traveling, I think that's a big block of time that's wasted. And especially I don't understand when I hear somebody listening to talk shows, because which dope calls into a talk show? Like, which fool makes the phone call? You know, I assume Bill Gates is not busy talking on the talk show all day. You know, any person who achieves something in his life has better things to do, I assume. No? So who's calling in? The Lady Gay is, so they're calling in, and so you're listening to their advice? That would be a talk show that everyone tells his best joke. Alright, I can hear it. But they're giving expertise on life. I remember as a boy, we all listened to Bob Grant. Yeah. Remember Bob Grant?
Yeah, sure.
He went to run for mayor at one time. See, when you have yes men, Bob Grant, you know, everyone called and said how much they love his show, you assume that that's the whole city. Then when he ran for mayor, the polls put him at like 6%, so, you realize that 94% don't call in. But anyway, Lamaisa, that I think that's the first place to work on it. To me, I take a one-hour shiur, a tape or a CD, and I'm shocked between going here and to the pool and to yeshiva and going to a store, how quickly an hour gets used up. How much time you can use. Especially there are very good CDs available these days, you know. And a person can learn all kinds of interesting things.